From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
So what have you been up to?
Well, this past week I was in Philadelphia to help promote the first National Sudoku Championship, which I'm directing this fall. It's sponsored by the Philadelphia Inquirer. There are three skill divisions, a $10,000 grand prize, and takes place October 19 to 21. Anyone who'd like to sign up can go to philly.com/Sudoku.
Let me ask you, is it going to be done the same way the crossword puzzle tournament is done, where you do, you know, big screens and play-by-play with the three finalists?
It'll be similar. The championship will take place all in one day, all on Saturday. There'll be three preliminary rounds. There'll be one winner from each round, and those people will go on stage for the playoff at the end.
All right. Well, looking forward to that. You left us with a challenge last week that flummoxed quite a few people, but not our player from last week. It was amazing. Right after we played, she had the answer. So why don't you remind us of the challenge you left us with?
Yes, I said rearrange the letters of nitrogen to get a familiar word everyone knows that did not exist 10 years ago. What is it?
What is it?
The answer is ringtone. And according to my research, that word was invented in 1998.
Wow. Good one. We had over 2,000 entries from people who solved the puzzle, and our randomly selected winner is Lydia Arsenyaga, and she's from Whittier, California, and she joins us. Hi, Lydia.
Hi, Leanne.
What do you do in California?
Actually, my husband and I are franchisee operators for McDonald's.
Oh, wow. And how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Just recently, Leanne. Honestly, just recently. My husband listens to NPR all the time, and he calls me in whenever I'm at home to come and hear the puzzles, and I think they're fun.
Yeah, well, they are. And you had a little bit of beginner's luck here, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So are you ready to play?
As ready as ever.
All right. Well, we'll meet Lydia. Let's play.
All right, Lydia. Today's puzzle goes to excess. Every answer is a familiar two-word phrase in which the first word ends in X and the second word starts with S. For example, if I gave you the clue, what you'd sow in the ground to grow linen plants, you would say flax seeds. Flax ending in X and seeds starting with S. All right?
Okay.
Number one is Marilyn Monroe or Pamela Anderson. What is each of those an example of? Marilyn Monroe or Pamela Anderson?
Can I help you with this one, Lydia?
Please.
Could just get us started. Is it sex symbol?
Sex symbol is right. Good job. Number two, where rich people protect their money from the IRS.
A tax?
Yes.
Shelter.
Tax shelter. Good job. Here's your next one. NBA team from Arizona.
Basketball team in Arizona.
Yeah. What's the biggest city in Arizona, Lydia?
Phoenix.
Yeah, there's your X.
Phoenix
and what's...
Suns.
The Phoenix Suns is right. A revolver with half a dozen chambers.
A six-shooter?
Six-shooter is right. Items sent by mail in a 2001 post office scare.
I think the first word is anthrax.
Yeah, and what parts of anthrax?
Spores.
Anthrax spores.
Oh,
is
Will,
right.
This is cool. Hey.
Okay. Try this one. French for 17.
How well do you know French, Lydia?
I took
8 years of French 1. But I think, all right. Disset.
Disset is right. Good. One who transmits a document by telephone. One who transmits a document by telephone.
Oh, a fax sender?
That's right. It might be put on the back of a letter going by courier. So you've got an old-fashioned letter and you drip candle on the back of it. And what does that make?
Wax.
Yes.
Sealer?
A wax seal is right. Good. And here's your last one, where both men and women have their hair cut. Where both men and women have their hair cut.
A unisex salon?
That is correct.
Oh.
Lydia.
Shocked myself.
I know. I think we worked as a great team here, you know.
Thank you,
Leanne. You're really a good sport.
I'm so nervous.
I know. And but you know what? It's like a slot machine, you know. You pull the ring and you get something anyway. For playing our puzzle, you get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2. No, I'm not finished yet. You got all three lemons here. Will Shortz's Little Black Book of Sudoku and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shortz's Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books. Yeah. Lydia, tell us what member station you and your husband listen to.
KPCC.
In Pasadena. Well, Lydia Arcianaga from Whittier, California, I know we've reached you while you're on vacation playing the slot, so we... thank you a lot for playing the puzzle with us today, okay?
I had so much fun. Thank you.
Oh, that's the point. Yeah. Okay, take care, Lydia.
Thank you.
All right, Will, a challenge for next week, please.
Yes, this week's challenge comes from listener Steve Bagish of Arlington, Massachusetts. Name an event at which food is served. Eight letters. Inside this word is the name of a food in four letters. Remove these four letters, and the remaining four letters in order will name another food. What words are these? So again, an event at which food is served, eight letters. Inside is the name of a food in four letters. Remove these four letters, close up what remains, and those letters in order will name another food. What words are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.